Good morning, Mel. How are you guys doing this morning? You got any updates for us?
Yes, we do. We're going into Friday morning with about 8,400 members out of power. Of course, it's been a long 2 or 3 days, but we've got a lot of folks on the ground, a lot of boots working. At the height of this, we saw somewhere between 25 and 30,000 out of power. So we're making good progress. It helped yesterday to have, you know, a nice day to do it. I think we're going to have that again today. But we've got a lot of folks in here helping us. As we talked about yesterday, we've had additional crews here since the beginning, but we also brought in more from Tennessee and Mississippi, and even some cooperatives in Arkansas. Arkansas, pretty much the northwestern third of Arkansas and the southern part of Missouri, co-ops and utilities are all still fighting the same thing we are this morning. But fortunately, we've got the crews here to get it done. We're getting people on. We had a great day yesterday. We got about 5,000 back on.
Can you give our listeners any details on exactly where crews are going to be out working today?
Yeah, we cover areas from Marion County to Lawrence County to the east, south to Stone County and north to the Missouri border. So we've got 5,000 miles of line. As I said, a lot of folks working in the area in the district, which is District 1, which is everything that is west of Lake Norfolk. We've got crews today in Arcana, Buffalo City, Buford, Clark Ridge, Gaskell, Lone Rock, Lakeview, Midway, Mountain Home, Oakland, Old Joe, Three Brothers, and Shady Grove. And that's where we're going to start today. We may move on to others as the day progresses. But again, you know, we're looking forward to a really good day today. And I still think we're going to go into the weekend with some people, unfortunately. Just know that our men out in the field and all of our support personnel in the office are doing a great job and trying to get everyone on as quick as they can.